WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Stupid, worthless, no good.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Retarded, big mouth, know-it-all asshole jerk.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You can ignore me if you try.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
I'm a man of respect around here. They love me around here. I'm a swell guy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Excuse me for being a virgin. I'm sorry.
The Omega.
Don't you ever talk about my friend. You don't know any of my friends.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't stop listening or I will find you.
WTR Sunday Night.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Guess who? You miss me? Jessica Simpson. Sing the chorus.
When you want.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Kind of don't know how I feel about this intro song, but hey.
I don't know. I'm off and on about Eminem.
Another topic, another time. But yes, this is
the
thing.
Yeah. We've been back from a couple of Memorial Days.
We'll go with that.
Was right.
We'll go with that.
You'll go with that. Back now with a little bit of a light lineup, but hey, we are here. This is WTR. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. Oh, my goodness. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Money, and him.
Him and her.
Oh, no. That's money.
And they.
That's money.
Other that's pronouns. Now, unfortunately, we do not have a Tim Stein. Or fortunately, I don't know. Depends on how you think of the guy. But we do have Sir Rockin' here.
He is busy trying to install AOL 2.5. That old dial-up working.
Just can't find... Yeah, we can't find the right disc.
He's traveling somewhere to the one Blockbuster that still sells them.
Not sell, just gives them out. He's looking for one that has some free hours left on it.
I mean, there is that one Blockbuster that's still open somewhere.
No, in Alaska, Blockbusters is thriving.
Yes, that one.
Because they can't get good internet for streaming services up there.
This is very, very true. He should be back next week. That is the official statement. He should.
We're putting this in air quotes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He should make a return next week. That is the working plan. If he can get his AOL 2.5 or CompuServe to work next week. Anyway, this is Wrestle Talk Radio. We're back. Have you missed us? We're here to talk wrestling news. We have some odd news, weird news from wrestling. But Mike, during the pre-show warm-up, had a story he wanted to talk about, so let's get that right off the bat. Mike, why are you so excited? Go.
Well, I'm very excited because there is a certain, I want to say gold mine, but it's a case of thank you, Hunter. For those of you who do not know, Lady Shirai is coming to WWE. The Joshi Juggernaut was emotionally hit hard by WWE, you know, talking about the last offer. Tokyo Sports, that well-known superstar, you know, would be departing where she's from, which was World Wonder Ring Stardom, her home promotion for the past 7 years, and is joining the WWE roster. Now, if you don't know who she is, look up... she's really good. Yeah, look up Shirai versus... I don't even want to. Kairi Sane. That, by far, is one of her really good matches. And... help me out with this, Omega. She
this is the girl who, okay, along with her sister and Kana, now known as Asuka,
it's
a dominant trio in Japanese wrestling.
And this, it makes me upset because I mean, well, it's not as much as upset, but it's like you can't have both. You can only have one, so that's fine.
Okay, yeah, okay, but if we're gonna only have one, it's the one to have. I mean, aside from just aside from just pedigree, you've also got the fact that Tokyo Sports has named her the best women's wrestler in Japan 3 years running.
Yeah. Hard-hitting.
This was even when Asuka was still in Japan. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, let that sink in. Mm. It's going to be an amazing thing. Now, my thoughts on this. I'm really excited. I think we already know that we're going to see a Kairi Sane. Yeah, her and Kairi Sane go at it.
Well, yeah, well, she'll come to NXT to brush up on, you know, U.S.-style wrestling and getting used to the cameras and all that. And
yeah. And then takeovers. Oh, my gosh. Who would be her first opponent? Well, never mind.
to get some news out there, she should be reporting to WWE this July. She's part of the new July training group. Coming into the Performance Center along with Deonna Purrazzo and Keith Lee. So they'll be joining WWE July.
Oh, happy birthday to me.
I think Mike just had an experience.
Oh, do you not? Okay. Okay. We'll talk about that next week.
Talk about it now. Go.
Independent, when you know independent wrestlers, i.e. Keith Lee, he helped, and I don't care what anyone says, I will give each and every one of you the finger. Keith Lee.
The thumb, right? The thumb?
No, the fucking finger.
Pinky?
Two in the pink, one in the stink. Keith Lee is the reason why fat wrestlers fly. He is an inspiration for us. Okay, I'm sorry. He is an inspiration for us big-boned wrestlers. Keith Lee, Willie Mack, just those two, just to name a few. These guys fly, but Keith Lee, strength, agility, everything that he needs. I think he is a current PWG champion now? I believe so. And when he faced Michael Elgin and just deadlifted him, I was like, But Keith Lee has also had a trial match in WWE against, who did he face again? Kasha Zano or Chris Hero. But Shirai? Oh, this is gonna be a huge change in the women's division. How they're going to book her? I'm not worried about NXT. It's just...
For now, we really only have to worry about NXT, and we don't about NXT because they never really fail us.
Because Triple H knows what he's doing most of the time.
I mean, by the time she gets to the main roster, Asuka's going to own the whole place anyway.
And then she'll come up, and then WrestleMania.
Are you sure she's going to go straight to NXT? Do you think they may actually just move her right to the main roster?
No. Not when you're dealing with someone who has never really... You know, the only time we've seen Shirai, I believe, was in the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, really?
That's about the only time I can remember seeing her on the American shores. You know, so you're gonna have to brush them up the same way indie talent has to go to, almost always has to go to NXT first, just to brush up on WWE style. I think more so when it is a foreign talent who also has to brush up on American style wrestling in general.
Wait, when was she in the Mae Young
class? I don't think she was in the Mae Young class.
She wasn't.
Oh, no. I'm thinking something else. Because she had, I think she had a spot in there, but she had a neck injury.
Yeah, she was going to come, and then she got injured, and she didn't.
Okay, that's what I'm
thinking. Lacey took her place.
Yeah. She can go to the Performance Center and learn it there, but maybe you just save the debut of the character for main roster television because you already have Kairi Sane down in NXT.
And Kairi could, you know, show her the ropes and stuff.
Because look at Mandy Rose. She never made it really to NXT TV, and they've now trying to use her on the main roster. Something like Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman was never on NXT TV. He came up to the main roster.
Hey, he was a rosebud, damn it.
And don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it. Mm-hmm.
It's possible that they can just bypass NXT with her because she is talented enough to just come right to the main roster.
She's only 28.
And that's the key. She's 28. You may not want to keep her down in NXT for 2 years.
You could say that, but, you know, they had Shinsuke Nakamura and they sent him down to NXT.
But Shinsuke was more for drawing power to get that brand off the ground, and now it's already off the ground. You don't need another name. Here in the States, her name is not going to carry for NXT house shows. You have enough talent to already do that.
But then do you still send her to the main roster, or do you send her to NXT so the WWE audience has a chance to get to know her first?
If you build her up correctly, promo-wise, you know, vignette-wise, you can get her on the main roster. Easy. You don't need to familiarize her in NXT. To me, you don't need to. I think she's unique enough that you can put her right there. And because you look at some of the women from NXT, and some of their best moments happen down there, and when they get to the main roster, you're missing out. I think...
And Bayley.
Yeah, exactly. You may just want to bring her up straight away and capitalize on those moments right out of the gate instead of wasting them down there. That's just my thought.
I just don't recall a time that they signed a talent from another country where they didn't send them through developmental first.
AJ.
Did you say AJ?
Hmm?
Did you say AJ?
No.
I'm pretty sure he worked in America first. I'm pretty sure.
What? No, he's just, from what I remember, he's just a New Japan Pro Wrestling superstar
where he got famous working for TNA, Tokyo Nonstop Action.
Right. He had a quick stop and he was
Shut up.
He started in WCW, made his way to New Japan, and then found his way to WWE. I mean, that's the story, right?
That's the story. We're sticking to it.
That was the backstory on that one. I don't know. Something to think about. But it's exciting. More talent coming in. Anything else we need to add about it?
No. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk more about women in WWE. But now, SmackDown Live is moving in 2019 to Fox for a reported $205 million per year, which when you add it up over 5 years, it's over $1 billion. Monday Night Raw staying on the USA Network for $265 million per year on average for over 5 years. Another $1.3 billion for WWE TV rights. Are we excited?
This is a disgusting amount of money.
It is. SmackDown Live is going to continue to be SmackDown Live on Friday nights. And even... they may get a studio show on Fox Sports 1. Are you excited, guys, for SmackDown to move to Fridays on Fox?
That is going to be bizarre. Like, it's weird in the first place because I feel like SmackDown has had such a rough time for all the different networks it's had to jump through in its lifetime. On the other hand, it's freaking Fox.
Yeah.
It's one of the big networks. It's going to be on primetime. It's going to be on their actual channel, not shoved off onto one of the side channels.
Yeah, not FS1. It's on Fox, one of the big four networks, on broadcast television on Friday nights.
That's kind of huge.
It's a big move for them.
It is.
And it's going to be the first time they're actually live on a Friday. Since 1998, 1999. Their taping schedule has always been Mondays and Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Now their whole system is going to flip-flop and change when they move the Fox.
I'm sure the production crew is thrilled about that.
Mm. Well, with the amount of money they got.
Yeah.
I think they may be able to hire another production crew to help out a little bit.
They can afford pyros. again.
Don't expect Pyro to come back anytime soon. I mean,
yeah, they can afford. I know they can afford it. They just don't care.
It's an unneeded expense for them, and you know they still have to have a profit in some sense. But the whole narrative about Pyro is like, do you really miss the Pyro? Has it really changed your viewing experience overall?
Yes.
How?
Kurt Angle.
But Kurt Angle.
Bork Laser.
Okay. Oh, Brock's Pyro was barely existent.
And so is Brock. So,
and I'm also and okay. Well, if we're gonna talk about pirates and stuff, AJ's, that's one.
But has it taken away from your viewing experience?
Go on.
No, answer the question. Has it taken away from the viewing experience?
Go on. No, it hasn't.
Exactly. That's why they don't spend money on the pyro. It hasn't added to the product. Now, with it being on Friday, live on Fridays, being paid a lot of money now. Are they going to finally get close enough to be like the A-minus show instead of the B show? SmackDown, like, get to that point.
You say SmackDown get to that point?
Being on one of the big four networks might actually drive that to be WWE's big show. That's going to be the really interesting thing.
Because they need numbers.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot more. That's a channel that's in a lot more households than USA.
You're right.
You may see people like Roman Reigns now on SmackDown. He may be the flagship bearer of that show.
The key word is may. We'll just see how this goes. We're gonna have to see how this goes.
Because you may even have to move Ronda Rousey over to Fox.
Stop.
Yeah. Well, Fox is gonna want big stars on their show. Like, okay, you've got this Kevin Owens guy. Right. Cena? No. Like, we can give you Kevin Owens, and we can give you Sami Zayn, we can give, where's The Undertaker? What's he doing these days?
By the way, The Undertaker? He's on Instagram.
Mark Calloway is on freaking Instagram.
At Undertaker on Instagram. It's verified.
Oh, God.
Still not on Twitter.
Still not on Twitter, but he's on Instagram. Almost 800,000 followers, plus.
Next thing you know, he'll be on Snapchat.
No, he's probably going to set up his tout first, and then he'll get to Snapchat. One step at a time.
Freaking tout.
Oh, God.
But they may just have to make it a real priority going forward, because with it being on USA and with Raw, it's like, you know what the number you're going to get. You're going to get 2.8 to 3.5 million viewers on average. That is consistently what they do weekly. Fox, you gotta get to that number every single week.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta hit, I would assume, 3 million people on Fox every week, at least.
One would hope.
Yeah, one would.
Especially I know Friday's a tough move and everything like that, because it's not the most watched night of the week. They gotta get to between. They gotta be the same number, 2.8, 3. Something on it, because. Yes, they've committed long-term to it with a 5-year commitment, but at any point, Fox could go, well, this is not working for us. We're losing some money here. They could pull the plug at any point. So WWE is going to have to make sure it is a top priority going forward.
Well, the thing to something like this is Fox is already up money by having WWE fill 2 hours worth of Friday night for them.
Yeah, and they don't have to pay writers.
Yeah, they don't have to pay writers. They don't have to do anything. WWE handles all of that. They just need to pay for the rights to air it. And, it's a hell of a lot more. It's a hell of a lot cheaper for them than producing 4 different shows to fill that gap.
Right. And Fox is making a change going forward. They're trying to be more sports oriented, which is why they're bringing SmackDown over. They're going heavy now with the NFL on Thursday nights.
Yeah, because you might, if you. Pay attention to your other news and your entertainment gossip. They're probably selling off most of their entertainment division soon.
Yeah, really, really soon.
Simpsons might be Disney characters soon.
Really, really soon. But I mentioned Thursday football. In a couple years, when SmackDown gets up and running, we could get a SmackDown WWE commercial during the Super Bowl once again, because they're going to have to promote their brand.
Oh, crap. I forgot about that. Oh, God.
Because they're going to be, because one of the parts of the deal is they're going to be promoted during all the sports programming, whether it's baseball or football that the Fox airs. So it's like, that is huge.
Does Vince actually get to run an NX or an XFL ad during the Super Bowl? It's like,
I do not expect an XFL ad to be run during the Super Bowl, no.
But, you know, we know your football is coming to an end today, but don't worry. Next week.
This is the XFL, and He Hate Me shows up on the screen.
It's not even He Hate Me. It's just the back of his jersey, because that's all anyone remembers.
Pretty much. Now, when SmackDown moves, where does it leave 205 Live?
Well, on the WWE Network.
But does that move to Fridays as well? Would we finally tape the show at Full Sail? Could they actually do that, or tape, or at least tape it before SmackDown, so people aren't burnt out, you know, on a Friday night watching Cruiserweights at 10 p.m. Eastern? That's kind of sucks. Because you know, it's 205 Live, and
yeah,
not their most watched.
It's hard enough getting them to stay and not beat the traffic,
right? Especially on a Friday. Jesus, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everyone wanted to go out after the show. It's like, yeah, we're good. No, yeah. Who are these people?
I mean, poor 205 Live, because they just put on a match of the year candidate between Cedric Alexander and Buddy Murphy. If I feel like they're starting to pick up a little bit of steam and find an identity, and now they might have to pick up everything and start doing it at, like, the Performance Center or something. It could be good.
Doing it at Full Sail wouldn't be the worst thing for them, taping 3-4 weeks at a time, because let's face it, other than WrestleMania, maybe SummerSlam. I don't expect Cruiserweight title matches on the WWE pay-per-views.
At the same time, I feel like 205 Live is supposed to be a big deal brand. They've got names on there, you know, like poor Hideo Itami and all the things he's had to go through, and being such a big star in Japan just to get lumped into 205 Live, you know, and not make it to Raw or SmackDown.
Poor guy.
I feel like going the route that NXT does, the, you know, air quote, rookie league, that I feel like it'd just be another slap in the face to 205 Live. Like, they're trying to make it the third, you know, trying to make it the third, or I guess the fourth brand, and they're trying to make it, like, you know, take them seriously, because these guys came, they still came up from NXT, they just went to this show instead of Raw or SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like just centering them in Full Sail is going to make them look smaller, and right, it's, you know, devalue the brand. Not to mention, I kind of worry about Full Sail's crowd just kind of burning out. Like, they're a really cool wrestling crowd, but that's for NXT, and I don't know if you could get them to show up for two different filmings.
Maybe you don't do it in Full Sail, maybe you do it in a smaller arena somewhere else, and you tape 3-4 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Like, they could go to Atlanta, where they film NXT TV, and use that stage for a couple weeks, and knock out some content. It's possible. Who knows? I saw one person on Twitter, the one fan left. So what does this mean for Main Event?
Stop it.
Event's still on?
Yeah.
It airs on the network, and it's more of an overseas show.
Arizona Network. I want you to think on that. I just really... the Main Event still got a job. Well, then again... Now they need him as a lawyer.
Mojo Rawley needs somewhere to wrestle.
Start losing weight, go to 205. No, I'm just kidding.
He might do better at this point.
That's what I'm scared of.
He could.
Like at this point, his best career option might be to just cut off his left arm to make weight for 205 Live.
Nah, a face paint alone will take off like 40 pounds. It's not even from Maryland.
I mean, if you could, like, if mediocrity had weight to it, you'd get rid of some of that.
He could. Or you can just go back to NXT, honestly. And get some more development in.
Maybe a character whose name isn't Mojo.
He picked the name prop. No. No. He probably...
No, that feels like an assigned name. That feels like someone watched Austin Powers and went, I got an idea.
Let's name him Mojo.
And then Zack Ryder can lose him.
Who's in a better position right now, Zack or Mojo?
Yes.
Zack at least gets his own little unboxing YouTube show for WWE, because that's getting him more FaceTime than Mojo's getting.
Like, who's getting more? yes. You can't even answer that. I'm sorry.
And with that, we're going to take our first break of the evening. You're tuned into WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
In this corner, weighing 175 pounds, with the record of 17 rapes, 400 assaults, and 4 murders, the undisputed, most diabolical villain in the world, Slim Shady.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rackradioshow.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwenzeken. Wendik.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendijk.
Yes.
Nieuwendijk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt. Not
mad. Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park gets Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell?
Lynch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till he gets to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a D. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Borcue.
Finkel?
Bjork?
Ray fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel. Pavel Bure? What? How do they have spelled?
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Bure, okay.
Oh my
fucking
god.
French. Jerome Ignilia?
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
I'll just sack it on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on RackRadioShow.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
I'm Santi Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the time!
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Everyone get excited. A WCW champion is making a comeback.
No.
Yeah. Some say it's the greatest WCW champion of all time.
The Ric Flair retired twice.
Not him. David Arquette. Oh. David Arquette's coming back. That WCW champion. That great one. He's ready to rumble again. Are you excited?
I hate this world.
Apparently he's going to be wrestling at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Ah, crap.
When did we enter the darkest timeline?
When we got a shopping cart.
No, Gathering of the Juggalos is from Wednesday, July 18th to Saturday, July 21st. This is quite the hilarious thing.
Oh, thank God. I'm already booked that weekend.
Apparently he is also making a documentary about his comeback as well. So look, you can look forward to that. Since you guys are excited about his comeback, I ask you this. Who are your top five worst champions of all time?
Can we both just agree, Mike, that that's the number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we sure, though? Because I have a different
number.
I have a different number one.
Yes.
You sure? Because I can give you a different number one. Yeah. Vince Russo.
No, because at least he's somewhat involved in wrestling.
Yeah.
He's the number two.
Vince Russo's the number two. Okay. Who else would you be on your top five beyond that, Omega?
To put some actual, air quote, pro wrestlers in there.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts go to Jack Swagger.
Uh-huh.
Hey!
He never impressed me in the least. Never. I had no idea how he ever got a world title.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly. Beautiful girl, not beautiful in the ring. Girl who couldn't take off a bra.
Keep going.
I think I have to throw Great Khali in there, too.
Yep, we have to.
Yeah, like almost worse than Arquette in the ring.
Anyone else?
That's five.
All right, that's five for you. All right, Mike, what about you?
Number one. Actually, no, we're going to go from five to one. Number five. Can't believe I'm about to say Eve Torres.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number four, Christian.
Whoa.
The second time.
No. You can't divide up the title reigns.
It was timed. It was timed. That's all. Did I think that he got it? That he deserved it? Yes. But at the time, it was, to me, it just felt like it was a pity. Transition.
But you have to at least have five in your mind that didn't deserve it at all.
Number four, Christian. Number three, champions? Like, not world champions.
You can make any championship.
Number three, Ezekiel Jackson.
Okay.
Number two, Vince Russo. Number one, David Arquette.
I kept David Arquette off my list just because it's very obvious.
I mean, okay.
No, I'm just saying, because I wrote down a list. Vince Russo was number one. Number two, Ezekiel Jackson as IC champion. Number three, our favorite WWE champion of all time, Jinder Mahal.
Screw all of you.
Dolph Ziggler, his world title reign.
What?
How botch was his first world title reign? Come on.
That depends. How hard did Del Rio hit him in the head?
Exactly. It wasn't very good.
Cash, it was great, but his title reign itself, like, it was a disaster, but it was in no way his fault.
Yeah.
And in 2003, when he came in and became WWE World Champion, Goldberg.
I just said Scott Steiner, but, you know.
He didn't become World Champion.
He didn't win the belt. His, if you want to talk about a bad return and stuff, that's Scott Steiner. he just didn't get the belt. They were not that stupid to put the belt on him, and now Scott Steiner's out there wrestling in a t-shirt for Impact Wrestling against Eli Drake. But, yeah. So, I actually did think about putting Christian on the list. It did go through my mind. Because his world title reign, it really wasn't anything special.
Who, Christian's?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It wasn't the greatest.
Two out of three ain't bad. Christian... Did he deserve it? Yeah. They should have did more with it.
It's not the question of did he deserve it or not, because that doesn't make him the worst, because he did deserve it. The reign itself just
wasn't good enough.
Because it flip-flops so much. It wasn't much.
You got beat by a trolling Randy Orton.
Yeah, but Christian did get the title back by trolling Randy back.
Bret Hart's U.S. title reign from a few years ago.
Who?
I mean, yeah.
You said who?
Bret Hart.
That was really bad.
That really was pretty bad.
I think they were trying to teach Miz a lesson about something. He must have did something.
No, it wasn't teaching Miz a lesson. It was more, hey, we're trying to suck up to Bret.
So mm-hmm. Was that the only title that he didn't win?
No, he won that title in WCW, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, my statement, my question still remains.
And it's about the only thing WCW knew to do with him.
Go on.
So yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there, who are the worst champions of all time. We move on now to the four horsewomen of MMA have arrived in some fashion with WWE. We know Ronda Rousey's on the main roster. Shayna Baszler is the NXT Women's Champion, and two others have now joined the PC.
The four horsewomen of the four horsewomen, Jessamyn Duke and Marina Shafer.
They're now down in the PC.
Yep.
All right, Mike.
All right. So Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler, two of the four horsewomen of MMA, will also be joined in the WWE. It was announced a while ago that Jessamyn Duke and Marina Shafer have reported for the, you know, PC.
Right.
Duke and Shafer will be moved from mixed martial arts to the WWE, you know, years.
Uh-huh. What do you think of it? What do you think of it all?
Sucks. You know, I'm just like, why? I mean, I guess, what is it now, a hobby nowadays? All right, cool. I ain't mad at that. I mean, the only person that's probably happy about this is Roderick Strong. Because, well, yeah, his fiance is Marina Shafer. So, how can I see this, all of this happening? Four horsewomen of WWE versus four horsewomen of MMA Survivor Series? Maybe? Yeah. It all depends on who's booking it.
I don't think it depends on who's booking it. I think it depends on how fast they can learn and how fast they can train and how fast they can smarten them up to the point where they can be a part of something called Survivor Series this year.
They want to pull the trigger this year, though?
They were thinking about pulling the trigger last year before they even brought them into the PC when they were having unofficial workouts with them. Now it's all official. It's on the books.
Right. Right, it's all written down. No, I understand that. The thing of it is that, and okay, I'm not. All right, I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm not a Shayna Baszler fan. I'm not. I just think that she needs to do some more wrestling.
What do you mean by do more wrestling?
She doesn't impress me. She doesn't. It's just all right. Cool. Female Bork Laser. Piss break. Click.
What do you want to say?
Brock Lesnar is a huge draw when he wrestles, so a female version shouldn't be a bad thing.
Which is why I don't watch many of Brock's matches anymore. Hashtag not my Lesnar. It's not my Lesnar.
So what do you want to see Shayna do more of?
Wrestling! You get all the gear, you get all the kick pads and everything else, but yet at the end of the day, I mean, if you're a technical striker person, cool, that's fine. But I just think that, you know, you've been to the indies, you've wrestled indie wrestlers, but it's like, show me something rather than just arm bars, clutches and stomping people out, and yeah, I'm sorry.
So you want to see her do more hip tosses and body slams and chin locks?
Yes.
Why? Why do you want to make her like every other woman?
I do. Quite the opposite. If I want to make her like every other woman, then never mind.
No, that's what every other woman does, the hip tosses, the body slams, the arm drags. Why do you want to make her the same? Shouldn't some people stand
I don't out? Want to see Shayna Baszler's five moves of doom.
But every wrestler has five moves yeah. of doom.
Yeah, me, the RVD, Mark, like, I had to watch Rolling Thunder and Split Leg Moonsault and the Mule Kick and the Five Star and all, you know, like, the billion moves that he does every single match because they couldn't go a match without doing all of them.
Touche.
Like, she can be, if you want her to be cookie cutter wrestler, then she can be cookie cutter wrestler, but that doesn't make her different than anyone else. And you want people to be different than everyone else, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, there's that. Omega, do we see them ready for Survivor Series? Do we see that as a possibility? Do you want to see
that's,
it? Do you want to see it as a possibility?
That's optimistic right now. I mean, number one, you do have to get across the idea of you've got one in NXT, like one of your options is in NXT. Three are on. You know, if you're doing Horsemen versus Horsewomen, well, we got three on Raw, two on SmackDown, one in NXT, and now two in the Performance Center. So the ingredients are really scattered to the winds at the moment. And we have no idea where Duke and Schaefer lie.
They've been unofficially training for a while.
Right. Like, we've seen Ronda, and Ronda has elements of greatness to her. She's taking to this very naturally in the limited amount we've seen so far. You know, it's going to be interesting to see her. It's going to be interesting to see her in a feud with Nia Jax, who actually is a constant performer, unlike Stephanie. But, you know, Nia is not the person who should be carrying somebody. But then again, Stephanie is not really someone who should.
The good one either.
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting result. Shayna, I like having a striker in the women's division because it is different. It is unique for that division, which, you know, tons of traditional grapplers, because they all, although, you know, the batch we have right now all kind of came up the same way, you know, and, you know, thank you to, you know, Fit Finley and Dusty and, you know, your usual round of trainers for the women. It's nice to get someone in there that has a different background, came up from different origins, and has a different moveset as a result. It gives the division variety. You know, so I, and she's improving. You know, Shayna's slowly getting better and better, and that's what NXT is for, to get them better and ready for the main spotlight. The question mark is how good how naturally are Duke and Schaefer taking to pro wrestling? Because for all we know, this could be years off, based solely on how they are performing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I do want to see it. I want to see the Horsewomen match. I just don't know if it's going to be SummerSlam. I don't even know if it's going to be this year.
Because here's the thing. You have the two headliners, Ronda and Charlotte. You don't want their first matchup in an 8-woman tag. You want that one singles match first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get to that. And that's a WrestleMania main event.
Yeah.
So we have to at least wait a year for that before we should even think about Horsewoman versus Horsewoman.
I mean, you could slow burn that, because, like, if we're talking, like we were talking, like, Asuka and Ronda being a women's WrestleMania main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do that for Mania and then slow burn it, you know, starting with a feud between Charlotte and Ronda, and then slowly work in the other women or build up their own feuds that start coming together. There's different ways to play it.
Yeah.
Here's a wild scenario for you.
Hmm.
And this goes back to our first segment. Ronda was huge on Fox with UFC, right? That audience knows who she is. Put her on SmackDown. When that deal starts, 2019, summer of 2019, that's when you slow build it. Because you can introduce the MMA people on Fox. There's your key fan base. You promote it on the sports programming. There's your drawing fan base. All ties together.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Anything else you need to add about this, Omega?
No. I think we are hinged on our two new rookies. And whether or not they can hang or not depends on, you know, this is the whole crux of, are we getting the Horsewomen versus Horsewomen?
And they also all need to learn how to sell.
Yeah. Triple H needs to train him, pull that old tough enough to pick a ball.
With that being said, we'll take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, the all-time greatest, the dumbest dirt sheet headline of the week, is Bobby Roode still glorious in WWE? We'll talk all about it on the other side of this break. You're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
From choking a bitch to smacking her face, from stacking up bodies to blacking their kids up. From racking up hits to stacking them crates up. I'm still hungry and I'm back with a tapeworm.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella. In the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, Kevin. No, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar. Top enough trainer and just all around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll consider it.
You can try and read my lyrics off, but it's paper before I lay them. But you won't take the sting out these words before I say them.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you're just tuning in and wondering where Tim is, he's at home.
We don't know.
He's at home. I don't know what he's doing, but he's at home. He's trying to get up his GeoCities flame site going. I mean, it's almost the off season. Gotta get the hot takes out there. So go search Flames Forums on GeoCities. You'll get some hot takes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back. So it's been more.
See,
than...
if he was smart, Fire on Ice would be on Angel Fire. Just saying.
See, $1 million idea right there.
Wow.
Anyway, we're back. So it's been a little bit more than a year since Bobby Roode has been called up to the main roster, and he's sort of been stuck in mid-card hell. Especially as a babyface. Mike, has WWE dropped the ball with Bobby Roode?
I think they haven't found a right... I just don't think that they found a right time or a moment right now for Bobby Roode to turn heel. That's all. Granted, he's an amazing heel. Just trying to find a good, moment.
Omega, has WWE dropped the ball with him?
Yeah. I mean, you bring him in, he's one of the biggest deals on NXT, but seeing him do what he does every week, kind of, it's running a gimmick where it just kind of burns it out. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's really excited to sing along to Glorious anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a thing. He's not doing much of anything right now, and I feel like that's because AJ has been so hot for the SmackDown brand. I feel like, especially now that Daniel Bryan has come back, that has changed every plan, you know it has, that they could have possibly had.
For anybody.
Yeah.
We know he's winning the Rumble, so.
But we know that Bobby Roode was supposed to be in line for big things. A lot backstage were really high on the guy.
I get a tweet. I'm healed.
I think he was just moved up at the wrong time. It feels like when they brought him up, they didn't have any idea what to do with him. Just, yeah, go out there, do your fancy little entrance and your little sing along, and we'll figure out what to do with you then. And then they never got around to that second part.
They gave him the U.S. title for a hot minute, and that's really been it. And he's struggling as a babyface. He's in a feud with Elias right now, who is just moving up the ranks as a heel for WWE. And when Bobby was at his hottest in NXT, he was a heel. He came in as a heel. And he had a fancy entrance that people sung along to, which in certain people's mind thought, he makes the perfect babyface. But throughout his entire career, Bobby Roode has always been, when he's solo, a better heel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only time he really got over as a real singles babyface, I guess you can say Nelly sort of over as the singles babyface, but he's always been the better heel. In Beer Money, that worked as a babyface.
Somebody call James Storm.
Oh, James would answer that phone call in 2 seconds, but...
He's not doing anything right now.
But I don't think they want anything to do with James Storm at this point. But I think they gotta figure out a way to get him healed, but at the same point, they're really heavy on heels. And he's just sort of in the mix where it's like, he could be a low card, mid card heel for them, but he has the potential to be the main event heel.
That's the hard part right now. Especially right now when you are doing a slow burn kind of thing with AJ and Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of dominating the top tier heel market right now.
Right, but he's also on Raw now. But you have Elias being pushed.
Well,
up
Raw. Well, yeah.
Up there.
I keep forgetting they strapped him over to Raw.
Yeah.
Raw's even worse.
Yeah.
Raw's even worse because now you're under the Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns glass ceiling.
Yep. And you have Kevin and Sami above him. Like, you can put him in the Sami Zayn heel role, but it really doesn't work. Even as a babyface, he's fourth, fifth, sixth on the list.
Yeah.
He's in a bad spot right now.
Yeah.
Where he's just going to be in mid-card hell, and that sucks for a guy like Bobby Roode, who has so much potential, But he's also in his 41 now?
Yeah, I think so.
40, 41, something like that. He's like, he's in that spot where it's like, you gotta do something with him at some point, or he's just going to be a guy on the roster. He just, when he got to the main roster, he never took off like AJ did when he was supplanted onto the main roster. Which sucks for a guy like Bobby Roode, who had the potential to be like a Triple H level type heel for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, see what they do with Bobby Roode going forward. Now, Omega sent me a headline earlier in the week, and it got me thinking about a segment. The dumbest dirt sheet headline of the week. And this has production.
It is time for the dumbest dirt sheet headlines of the week. CM Punk confirms under oath what CM stands for.
What is this? What is this? Where's all the money?
That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs.
Lana caught dancing with bottle of whiskey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
Paige and boyfriend fart on each other backstage at SmackDown Live.
And totally redeem yourself!
Which is the dumbest dirt sheet headline of the week.
Those were actual news sites headlines.
I hadn't heard the farting one. That's... Wow. How little do you have to talk about? You're reporting on Paige's farts. Oh, God. Why'd you make me aware of that? Oh, my...
What?
Hurts your brain, don't it?
Just go to all-time greatest.
No.
That just...
Pick which is the dumbest...
We are not going to let this stew.
Oh, no. We are going to let this stew a second.
Oh, God.
Which of these three is the dumbest? A lot of dancing with a bottle of whiskey. Paige farts on his... They fart on each other, her and her boyfriend. Where we actually know what CM stands for. CM stands for.
Under oath.
Under oath.
Oh, God.
It's the absurd thing of this trial that he had to reveal that.
Yeah.
But are we in agreement? It's the farting.
Yes.
Like,
I thought the CM Punk thing was stupid. It's like, no, the guy used to be in a tag team called the Chick Magnets. Like, this is not a fucking mystery. This is not something that deserves its own standalone headline.
Mm-mm.
Yet, in 2018, it is. So if you have a dumb headline you see during the week, please tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, and you could be a part of this very segment next week. Dumb dirt sheet headlines. Now it's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
The Stomper takes on JBL. Oh my God.
Okay, what was that first one?
The Stomper.
The Stomper.
The Stomper.
Stomper.
Mm-hmm.
Stomper. Oh, God. The Mongolian Stomper. Oh, Memphis.
Gonna be honest, completely ignorant of the guy.
So JBL moves.
So a clean sweep for JBL. Up next.
You said that. I'm convinced you set that up intentionally just so I had to vote for JBL.
No. Killer Kowalski takes on the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Mike.
Killer Kowalski?
Yep.
Next.
Killer Kowalski? Rio?
Killer Kowalski.
Omega?
I mean, no.
Why not?
I mean, granted, the guy was loathed. Like, he did a good job as a heel, but he's not pulling kids out of the crowd and cheating them out of a $100 bet level of disgusting.
Valid point.
Like, I'm sorry, Ted DiBiase kind of epitomized just scumbag heel. Like, he was just evil for the sake of being evil.
where black people wanted to beat him down after every show.
A lot of people wanted to beat him down after every show. Guy was a fucking asshole.
And now turned into a pastor. Anyway.
Hey, he gave us Rob Van Dam. I'm happy.
You know what? You're right.
Million Dollar Man moves on.
Yeah.
Next. Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle. Oh my god.
Crap. No, I give that to Angle. He played the type of heel I love to hate. He's a little bit incompetent. He's very full of himself. Like, he was the type of heel that was very dangerous in the ring, but still worked comedy. So you had an interesting thing with Angle. I was never big on Eddie as a heel. He worked so much better as a face with heel tactics.
Anti-hero.
Yeah, very much so. It's like, I remember that last run he had before his passing. And it's just, it was not a good, like, they were playing him as a heel and it just wasn't a good run.
Yeah.
It got very dark.
Real quickly. It got very dark and very personal.
All right, one for Kurt, Mike.
Kurt Angle.
Elaborate.
Kurt Angle was, yeah, he was that cocky. He was a cocky heel. He was that guy where it was like, you can't tell me anything. It's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. Anything you can do, I can do better. Womp de womp de womp. This is what's going to happen. Oh no, everyone praise me. I'm the Olympic gold medalist. I was just a child. But, and then Eddie Guerrero, the only time he was a heel got dark really, really bad. But anyway, I'm just going to have to go with Kurt.
And Kurt Angle moves on. And finally, the Iron Sheik takes on Kamala. Mike.
Iron Sheik.
Why?
Iron Sheik was a person that just gave no... He gave no fucks. He didn't care. He was just like, this is what we're going to do. This is me. I'm the Iron Sheik. Bump everybody. Screw everybody. Blah, 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 blah. Iron Sheik.
Omega.
I'm hard pressed to even qualify Kamala as a heel. Like, yes, he's a bad guy, but
yeah, he's not. He didn't qualify as heel.
He was portrayed as like an Aboriginal that was just dragged out of the jungle and thrown into a wrestling ring. You know, like the heels in situation were his managers.
Managers, right?
Yeah, it's Freddie Blassie and
who else was his manager? Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. God, why did that blank in my head? I had it.
Give me a second.
No, it was, Friday. Cause
was it?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Kimchi. Friday, yeah, it was. Kimchi.
Kimchi, thank you.
There you go.
I don't know why.
Steve Lombardi. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. So he had another mass handler in his first run with WWF. That's where I got mixed up.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yeah, like, I can't really credit him as a heel because he was just a guy who went out and wrestled and he just happened to have bad guys who were doing the talking for him. I actually went on a brain search for Kamala, I forgot who he was against.
Iron Sheik.
How did I forget that? How do I go against Sheiky Baby? He's still a heel.
Till the day he dies. All right, Iron Sheik moves on. So that's the all-time greatest. And that is WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, you can expect the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bella Season 3, Episode 3. Will be available on RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. Speaking of the Rack, you'll be live this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, with SmackDown, NXT, the Blame Brands, and all the news you can possibly handle. It's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, where you can find some awesome Fortnite clips. and all that. Make sure you subscribe to and follow our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive, so you know when we go live with Fortnite. Saturday night, midnight edition, Seed Radio, Seed Radio Live. On Facebook, Twitter, and SeedRadioLive.com. This week we're doing the Greater Than Great debate on musicals. Last night we did Words. Seed Radio every Saturday night, midnight edition. We should be back next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Tim Stein hosting Russell Talk Radio at WTR Sunday on the Facebook and the Twitter. RussellTalkRadio.com to follow the all-time greatest. Omega, plug some stuff.
So, if you want to find more of what I do, I'm easy to find. If you want to find me on Facebook, search out TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, however, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel that has been exceptionally busy, because, strangely enough, I've had an extra source of content recently. And for everything that YouTube does not allow, I keep it elsewhere on tjomega.net.
We can also find Omega on top of Rams with shopping carts. Mike.
And for those of you that want to add me, you can add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. Hit me up on Facebook. I got a project going on Dragon Honor Wrestling. And yeah.
Make sure you follow us on the Facebook and the Twitters. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork and twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. Tim is at Flames Forums. This has been another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you all week long across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network right here at WildTalkRadio.com. Because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. That's all.
I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. WildTalkRadio.com.